Tonight, we have first-round coverage with DJ, myself, and Norm at 7 o'clock. So, to get us ready for that, you know, we haven't heard from him since the end of the season press conference. We barely heard from him at all, really, since the trade deadline. Let's check in with Mavs general manager Nico Harrison. Good morning, Nico. How are you?
Well, thank you for having me on and bringing on your radio program. It's funny how everyone only wants to reach out and talk to me the day of the draft.
Okay. Well, before we get your thoughts on the draft, you know, the Mavs have the first overall pick tonight. We'd be remiss if we didn't go back to last season. You know, you haven't done that many interviews with the media since the Luka trade, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Last season was in the past, but I stand by the decisions that I made for the franchise going forward to take us from a win now to a win now maybe situation. Now that we have our sights set on this upcoming season, we re-sign Kyrie. Maybe Anthony will be healthy this season. Our team leader, Dwight Powell, is back. This team is now equipped with the goal of getting past the plan and hopefully getting bounced in the first round instead this season.
Well, I don't know if that should be the goal, but let's put that to the side for now. If you stand by the decisions of last season, Nico, then why is this the first time that you made yourself available for interviews the day of the draft?
Ooh, that's a good question. And to answer that good question, I hope I could give you a good answer. I'm not a guy that likes a lot of conflict. I don't handle criticism well. The media has been overly critical of the decisions that I've made, and I was going through a very tough and emotional time leading up to the trade deadline when those decisions were made.
Well, not exactly what people want to hear, and I can understand why the fans would be emotional after trading Luka Doncic. Why were you emotional before the trade?
Well, that's just the thing, and a good question there, Mino. At the time, my
DJ.
At the time, my best friend was giving me doubts about our friendship, saying, "Hey, Nico, we can't be friends anymore if you trade Luka." And I'm like, I heard him say that, and I nearly spit out my coffee. And I don't want to upset my friend Rob, so I went to Patrick, and I begged and begged, and I begged and begged and begged, because I don't want to lose my friend. I finally sent him a care package of balloons, because everyone likes balloons, and
right.
He finally agreed. And that's why I didn't tell anybody about the trade, because I like my friend, and I don't want my friend Rob to be mad at me for having to pay too much for Luka, because he said it makes his tummy hurt. It makes his tummy hurt if he gets angry if he's traded too much away, and I got to look out for my friend's tummy if at all possible. So that's why I was emotional at the time, and I just want to state once again, that's a good question you asked there.
Yeah, well, and I don't really like your answer that you cared that much about Rob Pelinka's tummy, but Mavs GM Nico Harrison here on The Ticket. One more quick question before we get to Cooper Flagg and the draft tonight. Earlier this week, we found out that the organization and assistant coach Sean Sweeney were parting ways. Any insight on how that relationship deteriorated? I thought, by all accounts, he and Jason Kidd were pretty close.
Oh, that's a good question you asked there, Mino. He was close with Kidd. The rift with us and Sean came to a head the last couple weeks over an undisclosed off-the-court issue.
What kind of issue?
I was led to believe that Sean Sweeney was related to the popular Hollywood starlet Sydney Sweeney in some capacity.
Okay.
And I was trying to secure some of the soap from her bathwater that she's been advertising. Now, you got to understand, I'm trying to clean up this Mavericks organization. So I thought, what better way than to have a juggy lady's water? And after that sold out, Sean told me repeatedly he wasn't going to help sneak into her bathroom to collect some bathwater. And nobody wants Sean Sweeney bathwater because it probably tastes like carrots or something. So on account that he isn't related to Sydney Sweeney, we had to let him go. But that's all in the past. I don't want to talk about Sweeney anymore. I said all I want on him.
All right, well, at least your Sydney Sweeney plan is more grounded in something we can get behind versus every other move you've made. Thank you. So looking ahead to the draft tonight, Mavericks for the first time in the franchise's history with the first overall pick, expected to take Cooper Flagg. Last week, he had an extended visit here in town where y'all took him around. Y'all saw some of the sights. A lot of the fans excited. Could you tell us a little bit about what you learned about Cooper?
If I'm going to be honest here, I'm worried about his character going forward.
What?
His character, the reports last week said that the Mavericks took him to several steakhouses in the area. How did you think less of his character just by that?
That is true and appropriate reporting on your part, Mano. And
Thank you.
Exactly the problem, is we wanted to show them the city of Dallas and what could become his new home. So we took him to Medieval Times. I took him to a couple water parks because it gets so hot here. And it was really fun. But then we decided to take him out for dinner. And at each of the restaurants we took him to, he tried to order at least four of their 72-ounce steaks, which most places don't even sell around here. And I'm worried about drafting Cooper because I've seen this all play out before. First, you get a superstar. He eats like a Burmese python with the unhinging of their jaws. Next thing you know, he's yelling at refs, getting technical fouls.
Yeah.
He's swearing at you in Slovenian. He's out of breath on the court because he runs with a hookah pipe in his mouth. And every time he runs by the scores table, he tries to sneak bites of a 30-piece McNugget meal. And the Mavericks aren't going to go there again if I'm at the head of this franchise. And last time we got rid of a player like that, I got a lot of ass from fans and people in the media calling me Nico Claus. Everyone yelled at me in the tunnel. It was awful. And so I think he's not fit to wear a Mavericks uniform, both in character and potential size, if he grows a beach ball stomach underneath that. So we'll be looking to trade that pick tonight.
Whoa. Yeah, you can see how that's a problem, him eating four 72-ounce steaks everywhere he went. But even with all that, all reports are he's one of the best players to ever come out. I think someone that works here actually already has him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but what you have to understand, Mino, is it's my job to win now. I can't afford for him to lose all this weight 10 years from now. I need to make up for the last big trade, which I'm still getting laughed at by my kids, my colleagues. So after seeing the Durant deal this weekend, I'm thinking maybe 5-6 second-round picks should be enough to make Pelinka happy enough to take Cooper off our hands tonight.
No, we can't do that. We got to let you go, Nico. Please. Take our parting words. Don't trade the pick.
No guarantees, Mino. I got to go call Rob now. Go Mavericks.
All right. There he is, the great Jason Kidd. Sorry, Nico Harrison.
What a jerk.
Here on The Ticket.